welcome to Les Kelly's Britain. Thank you. I'm Les Kelly. On this show, we'll be meeting the ordinary people who make Britain what it is today. I'll be meeting some single mothers and asking them the question, why are you destroying society? With more and more of us working from home, I'll be meeting a man who was arrested for doing just that. Tank Commander Simon Phillips. We'll be meeting Britain's only eco-friendly terrorist. All his bomb warnings are written on recycled paper. And his Semtex is, quote, kind to the environment. And I'll be asking, are you harassed by telephone surveys? We phoned 100 people to ask if they ever answered the telephone surveys. Can you believe all those who responded said yes? We often hear, don't we, of an elderly person dying in their home. And no one knows for several days or even weeks. Isolated Britain. With me is Anthea Cummings. Welcome to Les Kelly's Britain. I'm Les Kelly.
Hello.
Now, you want to bring people together.
Yes, I run a charity called Togetherness.
Now, a particular incident led you to take up the cause, didn't it, darling?
That's absolutely right, Les. Tina Humphreys died on her own and nobody seemed to even notice.
Where was she found?
It was a supermarket. I won't say the name, but it did begin with a T.
Ending in an O?
Yes. The thing was...
Was it rhyming with pesto?
Yes, what happened was...
Was it Tesco's?
Yes, it was.
That's fine. That's what it was, yeah. So, where was she found?
She was still sitting at her checkout till.
She worked as a checkout?
Yeah.
Well, you would have thought that when she stopped moving and her eyes glazed over and all the expression left her face, that someone might have noticed that she was dead.
No, people just went to another till.
And you were the one to ring 999?
Yes, I phoned the ambulance, but Les, to my horror, the crew took away the wrong woman.
Well, how could they have done that?
Well, I suppose the woman on the other checkout was even less animated. Look, I want the people of Britain to have a care about people they see and to look after each other. I want to break down the barriers of age and sex and class and race. We are a community, right? And so I would ask people to visit our website, togethernessunlessyourebelgian.com.
Sorry, darling. Sorry, what was the name of that website again?
Togetherness.
No, I thought you said, unless you're Belgian.
Oh, well, the main point is, Les, we want everyone to join in. We don't ask about your religion, about your past. We don't care about your age or where you're from.
But what about Belgians?
We don't allow Belgians, but that's a side issue. The big picture is that we welcome all people of all ages, races, religions and class.
Sorry, love, the thing about Belgians...
I'm not going to apologise, Les. I don't like Belgians, but... Let that get in the way of a bigger message, which is that togetherness is for everyone.
Except Belgians.
I don't like Belgians. I never have. For a start, have you ever met one?
No.
Well, so where are they all hiding?
Well, I expect they're in Belgium.
I've been to Belgium and I didn't see a single one. I mean, let's not get bogged down in Belgians. I'm here to celebrate common humanity, to get people of all races, creeds and
backgrounds... Actually, I'm being told here, actually, that we've got to leave it there because it's against BBC guidelines to encourage race hate.
Oh, so, you're scared of the BBC, Les?
No.
Well, won't you just grow up here, right? Come on, man up. Are you a secret Belgian? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, you need to leave.
I'm
now.
Not leaving. Come here. What are you going to do? Throw mayonnaise at me.
Get out, please. Security, lover. Andrea Cummings. Don't clap. OK, now it's time for Kelly's Conundrum. Right, basically, what happens is I come out into the audience and I ask you what you think about a topical issue, OK? Now, you often hear people these days say, if it's not one thing, it's another. But is that true? OK, right, I'm just going to... Sorry, you, sir. If it's not one thing, is it always another?
Yes.
So, are you English? Where are you from?
Scotland.
Oh, right, you're not. All right. So, can you have one thing and another thing at the same time?
No, you can't.
You're still from Scotland. You sound like you're Albanian now. Well, I've had enough of you. You're only giving me one word answers. It's ridiculous. You, madam, on the end there. Can we ask you, if it's not one thing, why is it another?
It's got to be something.
It's got to be something, yeah. Absolutely. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of one thing would you have against another thing?
50-50?
50-50. I'll set 1 to 10. I'm going to come over the other side and have a chat with some people over here. What's your name?
Lee.
Lee. Where are you from, Lee?
I've forgotten.
You've forgotten? Listen, I know London's a transient place, but, I mean, to actually forget where you're from is another thing.
I've been everywhere, so I don't... You know, I mean, where am I from?
You've been so many places, you've forgotten where you're actually from.
That's it.
Right, does anyone here think that there should be more than one? Yes. Yes. Well, okay, could you... Sorry, young lady with your hand up there. Why do you think it should be more than one?
Because big is better.
Big is better?
Yeah.
So you prefer a bigger one to a smaller
Definitely.
One?
Definitely.
Or maybe two big ones instead of a small one? Or two big ones instead of one big one.
Say around four.
Four?
Yeah.
I admire you. Don't be greedy.
I'm not
you just
being
wanted
greedy.
Four.
No, just four.
Well, what if you've got two in one hand and one in the other? What happens then? And I don't go there. That's right. No, I can see what you're doing. Then that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. All right, I've had enough. I can see where this is going. It's not that kind of show. I'm getting a text here from a listener on the subject. Okay, here we go. Another thing can be one thing. Or not one thing, but another thing, can't be another thing as well as it being one thing. That is from Professor Alan McTavish from Oxford. Thanks very much for that, that's brilliant. Now, here's a question for you. Has Britain's youth lost its way? If they were on a journey, say, from High Wycombe to Keswick, would they be on the M1 instead of the M6? Or perhaps at the motorway service station smoking some E's? Would our youngsters be better off if they had religion? My next guest thinks he's found the answer. Todd Bloodlovely.
God be with you, lads.
All right, now, Todd, you go into schools to spread the word to 7- and 8-year-olds. Do they listen?
Well, they didn't at first, Les. Got to be honest, it was quite tricky. But then I thought, why not use balloons?
Balloons?
Yes. You see, I used to be a balloon entertainer in another life. You know, twisting balloons into the shapes of animals, that kind of thing. Sausage dogs, other creatures. Mainly sausage dogs. So I thought, why not go into schools and use balloons to tell Bible stories?
Right, OK, well, we've got some balloons here, Todd, OK? So you just show us what you do.
OK, well, I'll start off with a simple one.
Yeah, oh, sorry, and I should explain, sorry, that we've got a little party in here from St Jerome's First School, Enfield, in the audience.
OK, here, kids, is the opening chapter of the Book of St John. In the beginning was the word.
Sorry, now, just for the benefit of listeners, Todd has twisted some balloons to spell the word gid.
God. No, God, Les.
God?
Yes, God, yes. O's are pretty tricky, you know.
Oh, right.
OK, kids, here's the snake in the Garden of Eden. Ooh, isn't he nasty?
Oh, wow, what do you think of that, kids? Good.
You see, my animal repertoire comes in quite handy. For example, here's Jesus entering Jerusalem.
What? On the back of a sausage dog?
Yes, well, you see, donkeys are quite tricky as well.
Right.
Next, Jesus feeding the 5,000.
Oh, yes, I love this one. The loaves and fishes, brilliant.
Yes, well, actually, it's the French stick and the sausage dog.
Well, so you can't do fish either?
No, fish are really tricky. Ah, here's a good one. The three wise men riding to Bethlehem.
Yeah, on the back of a sausage dog, brilliant. Yeah.
Yes, well, camels are very, very...
Tricky, yeah.
Impossible, Les, impossible. Yeah. Yes, now, feast your eyes, kids, on the stoning of the prostitute.
Hang on, wait. Well...
I've got a rock here. Stand back. Dice, trumpets!
No, hang on a minute.
Sorry. And there she goes.
Excuse me. Sorry, hang on a minute. Look. I thought Jesus said he who's without sin cast the first stone.
Oh, never mind that.
Listen, some of the kids are crying now, Todd. So, sorry, so can we have some tissues, please?
They're tears of enlightenment, Les. And here's my most ambitious recreation, folks. The destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Bloody hell, stop. All right, okay. No.
And lo, God beheld a sodomite on the hills above Blazarene. Ah, I can make a good sodomite.
Yeah, it looks a little like a sausage dog to me, Todd.
It's not a sausage dog, it's an enormous phallus.
No. Yeah, Todd, I think we'll leave it there, actually. Thank
you. And God
much.
So loathed the citizens of Sodom that he rained down fire and brimstone upon them.
No.
There go the sodomites.
No, Scott,
there go of the Dumorans.
Stop it,
the
please.
Filthy, filthy fornicators. Look what a terrible squeak they make as their bodies rub together in sin.
Please, can you just...
And he did smite the sodomites by raining needles down upon them.
Listen, can you just stop saying sodomites at least? You say that quite a lot. Listen, have those needles been sterilised?
Die, die, die!
All right, that's it. Look, we're getting completely flooded with texts now. Wilbur in Oxford says, I'm gay and I'm in tears. And Trisha from Kidderminster says, typical. Once again, you only pick on Christianity.
Oh, no, I don't exclude the Muslim kids. Look, here's the Prophet Muhammad.
Absolutely not. Stop, please. Please, please stop.
All I need is a handkerchief for this kefir.
Stop, bloodlovey. OK. Time for Les Kelly's Facts About Britain. Now, this is great. Rowan, my researcher, has found some more facts that will amaze you. OK, right. Did you know 1 in every 6 cohabiting couples will murder the other one within 9 years? I didn't know that. You think that can't be true, yet it is. Rowan researches all this on the net, so... OK, another fact. In half of all cases of identical twins, only one of the twins is identical. I never knew that. All right, OK, here's another amazing fact. Here's another amazing fact. Sumo wrestling started in Britain. On the village greens of yore, two women faced each other on either side of a chocolate eclair and battled over it, right? I know. At first, the sumo women were normal size, but as they stuffed themselves with more and more eclairs, they became massive. It says here that some of them weighed more than elephants. And one, named Giant Jill, was as heavy as a blue whale. She actually ate one of her opponents and then the entire village. So next time you share an eclair, you can drop that fact into conversation. Amazing facts. From Rowan. That's absolutely brilliant. What else have we got? Oh, OK, next fact about Britain. The word fishing is an anagram of carrot. That's odd, you think, because, you know, that can't be right because it doesn't have the same letters, but it is. According to Rowan, right, it's one of the only anagrams in the English language where none of the letters are the same. The other one, which just... This is great. The other one is presenter. That's me. Presenter... and nonce. So, well, actually, I think we better double-check that one, actually, Rowan. Yeah, can we check that one again, please? Yeah, great, thanks. All right, you're listening to Les Kelly's Britain. Thank you. OK, now, history. Now, if you do not learn from history, then you're probably doing A-levels in other subjects. But... one theatre company believe that history is so important, they're doing theatre about it. They are the next guests on this show, the historical players and their creative director, Harry Benjamins. Welcome to Les Kelly's Britain. I'm Les Kelly.
Good evening, Les. We're honoured to be here.
Right, first off, Harry, I'll be honest, I don't like theatre, apart from the Jersey Boys. So, that is a great show. But what is that lot doing?
The full company of the historical players is engaged in a vocal warm-up.
Oh, OK. Well, sorry, I thought they were praying. All right. Well, so what exactly do you do?
We are a theatrical troupe which tours the country performing our own versions of important historical stories.
So what's your current show?
Our current production, Les, tells The History of Britain in 5 seconds.
Right. So how does that work, then?
Well, perhaps it would be simplest if we actually perform the production right now on your show. That is, if you've got enough time.
Yeah, we've definitely got enough time, yeah.
Great. Well, I think the ensemble is ready now. So, ladies and gentlemen, the historical players proudly present The History of Britain in 5 seconds.
Magna Carta.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Well, as theatre goes, that wasn't too bad. Right, now, to help make sense of what we've just heard, we have a leading theatre critic here with us, OK? Rita Piltdown. Where is she?
Here, Les, thank you.
Hello, hello, darling. Right, listen, what did you make of that, Rita?
Well, something of Curate's egg for me, Les. After a strong beginning, I felt it lost the way during the third second, and the fourth second was sententious in the extreme, but the finale was performed with real verve and tied up all the threads of what had gone before rather neatly, I thought.
Yeah, OK, well, Yeah, that's not actually made things a lot clearer for me, to be honest. But
it probably helps if you've seen some of our previous productions. They've tended to be a little more straightforward. We could do our Life of Gandhi show for you.
Yeah, sure. OK, why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, The Life of Gandhi in 5 seconds.
Loincloth.
Sorry, can I just say that was only about 3 seconds, wasn't it?
Yes, well, this one's got an interval.
Right.
The interval's usually 20 minutes, but we'll just skip straight to the second half, shall we?
Yeah, do that, yeah.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Don't clap. Are there any more shows you could do for us?
There is one other production in our current repertory, but I'm not sure it would be wise to perform that here.
Why not?
It's proved highly controversial.
Well, I mean, people can only be offended by something they actually understand, so I think we'll be all right.
Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, we now present 9/11 in five seconds.
No, please.
Bush did it.
Sorry. I must say, that was an absolute disgrace. That was a total misrepresentation of the facts. Shame. Shame on you. Yeah, right, I think your next show probably needs to be leaving the building in 5 seconds or you're going to get lynched. Yeah, Harry Benjamin's and the Historical Players. Thank you, Knox. OK, I have a message for foreigners, OK? This is Les Kelly speaking to you. Are you listening, foreigners?
Yes.
Good. There's a lot of lippy women in here tonight, isn't there? All I'll say is I'm in favour of immigration, all right? Come to our shores, you. Because you can take the jobs that we don't want, OK? Like picking crops, working in kitchens, waiting on tables, yeah, and plumbing, yeah, painting and decorating, yeah, bricklaying, cleaning, catering, driving buses, nursing, engineering, building, teaching, architecture, manufacturing, farming, fisheries, transport, retail, mining, IT, soldiering, sport, and the arts. Essentially, basically, what I'm saying is we don't like working. And let me tell you for why. Because we Brits started working long before the rest of the world. Yeah, I mean, we've been slogging our guts out since the Industrial Revolution, right? The Industrial Revolution happened at the equivalent of 6:30 in the morning, and it's now gone 5 p.m, and it's time we put our feet up. We've earned it. So I say, come over here, foreigners. Come over here, work hard, while we do what we're best at. Gardening, DIY, and eating Indian food. Message over. Now, in every recession, two things are top of the list to get cut. Subsidised theatre and spiritual values. Now, as far as I'm concerned, right, subsidised theatre, you can cut as much of that as you like. If you want to ponce around in a leotard screaming about how great the Taliban are, do it on your own money, love. Don't ask me to pay for it. But spiritual values, different matter. I've often thought, if only there was a book that sort of contained all these spiritual values, you know? Well, apparently there is. It's called the Bible. And we've invited a small minister from Scotland to spread a little spiritual wisdom. Our thought of the day, if you like. Reverend.
Good evening. The other day, I happened to pop into Stephen Banstead's delicatessen in Galashiels, and I couldn't help but notice what a wide range of homemade products he had on display. Pork pies, local cheeses, produce from far and wide. The herb sausages were of particular interest. And I thought to myself, if our Lord were to pass this delicatessen, he might very well pop in and sample one of the sausages. Homemade on the premises by Stephen Banstead's wife, Muriel. The range of herbs is quite astonishing. Rosemary, basil, even lavender for the seeker of that more adventurous sausage.
Sorry, Minister, sorry. Sorry, can I just stop you there for a second?
Yes.
I don't know a lot about religion, but is this some kind of a parable?
Yes, it is.
OK, good, sorry, carry on. All right.
Thank you. Had the good Lord not wanted a sausage, of course, he might very well have plumped for one of Stephen Banster's pre-filled baguettes. With a wide menu for the lunching office worker, parties are also catered for. Weddings. Funerals.
Look, I'm really sorry. I don't want to hurry you, but we are a little bit pushed for time.
No, I'm getting there, I'm getting there.
Small slot, so just...
Had the Lord not been able to physically enter Stephen Banstead's delicatessen, he would be pleased to learn that he could order via the website. www.banstedsdelicatessen.com or telephone 01632 960572.
What, is that it?
Yes, it is.
You're Stephen Banstead, aren't you?
I am.
That is out of order, mate. Right, go on, just get out of it, go on.
No, www.
Yeah, go on, get out of it, sod off, go on.
All right.
No, don't do that. No. Don't clap him. Actually, I'll tell you what, do clap him, because I'll tell you what. Now, we may have just witnessed a bit of shameless commercial promotion here, but shouldn't Christianity be getting out there and advertising itself a bit more? I mean, C of E, because I'm worth it. I'll leave that with you. It's time for the part of the show I call Guilty Secrets. What are Britain's secrets? I'll tell you mine first, OK? When I went Christmas shopping in my bachelor days, my mum asked me to do the Christmas food shop as she was poorly. Now, I had no idea what food to buy. And then I saw a fat woman in a supermarket with a big trolley full of food. And I thought, well, she seems to know what she's doing. What if I just take her trolley and pay for it? I'm probably doing her a favour anyway, but I mean, I thought it's not stealing because none of it's hers yet. So I took the trolley to the checkout and I paid. We had a lovely Christmas dinner with all the trimmings. My dad did wonder why I'd bought a lot of sanitary products, but I just said they were a stocking filler for Mum. You know? At that time, I didn't really understand the menopause. But that was my guilty secret. Now, let's see what secrets our audience have. Sorry, what's your name there, sir?
It's John Kirkby.
What's your guilty secret, John?
It involves a slightly rude word. Rear end?
Well, is that... Yeah, I think we can allow that. That's all right, yeah.
It's just there's so much bad language in the media these days. And I'd like to say I'm very pleased that there's none of it on this programme.
You're absolutely right. I won't allow it, John. It's not clever. It's just foul. Well,
I completely agree.
Yeah, OK, well, I think we can let you get away with rear end.
Great. OK, well, the... how can I put this? My dog does his... can I say doggy business?
Yeah, doggy business. Yeah, that's fine. I think we can all say that. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, the doggy business that comes out of my dog's rear end.
Yep.
I like to eat it.
Yeah, I'm going to move right down the line, actually. Thanks very much. Actually, sorry, I'm just going to knock this one on the head, OK? We need to vet the audience next time. Criminal records check, sex register, everything. OK, moving on. You're listening to Les Kelly's Britain. I'm Les Kelly. Now, I'd like you to meet a great British hero, Alan Todd. Alan, you've started a campaign. Now, tell us about your campaign, Alan.
Well, Les, I started it with my partner, Tony. Tony went to a big shopping centre just to buy some slacks.
Slacks?
Yes, and some other bits and bobs, you know. But he wanted one of those electric mobility scooters.
And he was not allowed one.
That's right. Point-blank refusal. All because he couldn't prove he was disabled.
Well, he was clearly disabled. The man could see that.
No, Tony's not disabled. Plays a lot of squash.
Right.
But why should you have to be disabled to have a mobility scooter?
Well, on the face of it, it sounds
reasonable.
It's like
you have to apologise for being able-bodied. Oh, excuse me, I've got two legs, I can see, I'm not old and decrepit, so I don't count. No mobility scooters for me.
Right.
And it's not just mobility scooters. I applied for a guide dog. Oh, no, says the man, you've got to be blind for one of those. It was a similar story when I asked my doctor for the hearing aid.
What, so you can hear okay?
I have exceptional hearing for my age. Why should I be discriminated against because I can hear a pin drop at 50 yards? Well,
there may be some deaf people listening who are quite offended by that.
Only last week, a chap stopped me walking up a ramp very slowly in front of a wheelchair user. He said you can walk, use the steps. But who pays for those ramps? We all do. And there's no sign saying no leg users.
Yeah, but I can sort of see his point, though. Do you know
yes,
what I mean?
But it doesn't end there. My local library does subsidised English lessons for foreigners. We like a bargain. So I said, Tony, let's have some free English lessons. Oh, no, 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 no. We couldn't have any English lessons.
Because you're native speakers.
I had to apologise. Yes, Les, apologise for the fact that I am born and bred British. Oh, excuse me, fellow students. I'm very sorry, everyone, for being Indigenous. Mind you, they didn't understand a word.
So I'm just thinking for a minute from what you were actually
saying.
And
then there's the free school meals. Don't get me started on those. Tony and I have been refused by 6 different schools. It's all about box ticking. It was the same story at the antenatal clinic.
We have to be pregnant. Sorry, in the interest of balance, I just think I should say that we will be having someone on a future show giving the opposite view.
Oh, yes, yes, right. A disabled person, a single mother, a foreigner, maybe a dead person, because that's another thing I can't have.
What can't you have?
I can't have a free council funeral. You have to have actually died. Excuse me, quite literally, for still being alive.
Yeah, all right, I think we'll leave it there. OK, yeah, chairman for the campaign for... Sorry, what's your campaign called again?
Never mind that. I would like someone to guide me to the exit, please.
You want a guide?
That's right.
You're not getting one. Round of applause for
no,
Alan,
no,
please.
No, you wouldn't deny a blind man.
Look at... I think you've said enough.
Perhaps I should have asked for a hearing loop.
Now, listen, before I go, I have a message for society. Are you listening, society? I want you to be more like you were in the 1950s, where there were no drugs or happy slapping or rioting, and there was no paedophilia. Well, or if there was, it was swept under the carpet where it belongs. Women were where they should be, in the kitchen. Homosexuals were where they should be, in MI5. And if you got cancer, you didn't harp on about it in a blog, you just died, OK? End of message. This is Les Kelly saying goodbye and be decent.
You've been listening to Les Kelly's Britain, starring Kevin Bishop as Les Kelly, with Julian Dutton, Pippa Evans, Alan Francis and Lawrence Howarth. It was written by Bill Dare with Julian Dutton and Lawrence Howarth. The producer was Bill Dare.